Welcome everybody, Shir number 1178. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafu Shlema Chaim Yosef Ben Sima Peril. Getting back to our Malacha of Shoychet slaughtering. Okay, interesting case that comes up sometimes. Sometimes it comes up like this. We spoke about, brings down the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas on page 892, and also the Sefer Klolim. They both bring it down. Actually, from the Shmiras Shabbos Gehilchasim, Perek Chaf Hei, Ha'arech Chaf Ches, and so on. Okay, so the question is like this. So it says the Shmiras Shabbos Gehilchasim, he says, one may not spray insecticide, which we spoke about, upon a swarm of ants. Let's say, on one ant for sure now, but even if there's quite a number of ants, you know, it's bothering a person. So to spray the insecticide on top of the ants and to kill them, that is not allowed to be done. Or any other insects, and the other insects, you know, in the house that are not dangerous. Again, we're talking about not dangerous, like spiders, ants, these type of things. You can't spray them on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Nor may one deliberately tread upon them, even just like, you know, just agav orach, I'll walk through my kitchen and I know that there's ants there and I'll just, you know, sort of as I'm walking, step on them. You have to be careful, not to kill them. That again, we spoke about just I'm walking, that's okay. But deliberately, I'll kill them. Okay. So that we understand we can't do. So he says like this. As we understand, regular ants in general are their bites or whatever the case is. It's not painful in general. It's not dangerous. We're not talking about there is such an ant. I think it's called a red ant or whatever. That's obviously dangerous. That's deadly. But that's a separate issue. Obviously, we spoke about in the past anything that's pekuach nefesh, life endangering. Animal, insect, or the like, of course, all hands on deck, and one is allowed to kill them, that's not the issue. We're talking about simply spiders, ants, or whatever the case is. So therefore, there's no basis to killing these insects on Shabbos. Now, the question comes up whether sprinkling spray, let's say somebody sprays insecticide or bug spray or whatever the case is, around the perimeter of the area. So we said last time in general, somebody, if they're outside and somebody doesn't want them to come in, so just stomp the spray, you know, on the ground or whatever, there's nothing there, there's no ants there, so that they don't come in, they go away. So that we said is okay. But now the question is, let's say there's you know, a bunch of ants, and it's very bothersome, and it's sargodl, as they say, as these firm bring down, and it's just bothering me, or it's in the kitchen, and it's just like, it's mamish in the way, and I can't kill them, but the question is, could I spray around them? In other words, I'm gonna spray, whatever the case is, I'm not gonna give an exact amount, whatever, 6 inches, a foot away, I'm gonna spray quite a bit away, where the ants are, I make a round circle, like this, when the ants go in it, in the spray, and the poison or whatever, or the spiders or whatever it is that there, that insect whereby it's a tsar godl, it's really bothering the people, so then they will go in it and they will, whatever the case is, they'll die or they'll get poisoned or however it is. So am I allowed to do such a thing like that on Shabbos? Now, so... Okay, so Lemaise, they both bring down the Sefer Lamites Malachas as the Sefer Kalalim. Just to read from the Sefer Lamites Malachas, again, it's on page 892. However, if the insects are in the kitchen, for example, or other areas of the house where the presence is particularly revolting, spraying in this fashion around, like we said, you know, whatever, not on them, of course, again, not on them, but spraying it around like this, when they start to walk, they're going to, the ants are going, anyway the ants go, they're going to eventually hit the poison. So that's what he says, that in such a way that would be okay. Again, if it's in a place and time, like it's a tsar godl or whatever, it's in the kitchen, it's revolting, it's bothering me a lot, and that would be okay. Now we have to keep in mind, just time to do it, well, there's one or two ants and I'll just, you know, whatever, I'm just going to spray around, that one shouldn't do. But the tsar godl, he brings, just to read the lashon from the Sefer Klolim on page Reish Samaches, he says like this, yesh matirim, and again the Sefer Klolim is quoting the Shmiras Shabbos Gehilchos, he says yesh matirim b'Shabbos lefazer al haritzpa ra'al, one is allowed on Shabbos to spray on the floor, right, this poison, the roach spray or whatever it is, samach lahacharakim kedei lahargim, in order to, next to these bugs, these insects, in order to kill them. In other words, that they're eventually going to go into the poison. You're not spraying on them, you're spraying around them. Now he continues on to say that the Sefer Klalim, Kishen Mefajim Malei Mamish, you're not spraying on them straight up, Kishahu B'Mokim Tsar. It has to be Mokim Tsar, right? In other words, Kigoyim, for example, Shematridin Oisei Ma'oid, it's bothering the people a lot, it's bothering the person a lot, whoever it is over there, unless like in the case of a kitchen or whatever the case, it's bothering them a lot, and the ants are in, they got in, or whatever those spiders or whatever it is they got in, and it's bothering the person a lot. So the question is now, right, so again, in general, we don't do it, just but mamash is, if it's a big tsar, bothering a person a lot, so then this eitzuk toiva could be done. So he says, so the question is now, what's the reason why I could do it like that, right? I'm spraying it around, good, fine, I'm not spraying the ants per se, but I'm spraying a round circle like this, they're going to go on. And so he says, l'maisad is, again, quoting the Mishmir Shabska Hilchasad, havi malacha shein sricha legufa. First of all, the whole thing is malacha shein sricha legufa. It's the ants bichlal I don't need. The better would be that I don't want them there. So even a question, if they get killed, right, when they get killed, I'm not killing it because I need the ant, I'm killing it to get rid of it. That's number one. So you have Melach HaShem Sri Chalgufa, number one. Number two, the whole thing is a grumma. In other words, it's a delayed reaction. It's a cause and effect type of a thing. In other words, the ants are going to, could go there in, I don't know, 20 minutes or whatever the case is onto this poison, but it's a grum. It's a delayed reaction, cause and effect. Shemesim was, so how is that? So he said, so he explains in Sefer Klalim, Shemesim lachar, shenifsa koyach ha'adam, machmas, shapagim ba'aral, alidei koyach atzman. Okay. In other words, basically, bottom line is not really the koyach of the person itself. I don't like take the spray bottle of spray on them, which is my koyach, my pressing of the button and so on. But it's lemaisa, they're doing it sort of like on their own. I put down the spray and eventually they'll get over there. So he says, so he ends off the Sefer Klalim, b'makom tsar shaloi gazru. B'makom tsar, in other words, a case in time where it's very, very, you know, it's very annoying, it's revolting or whatever, these type of things. Then Chazal were not gozer, because again, we have a melacha shein sricha legufa, right? We don't need the ants. Number one. Number two, it's a grama. So that's, and Kal V'Chaymer brings down the, I think I saw it in the Shmir Shabbos Kelch, so Kal V'Chaymer on Yom Tov, when grammas, in general, we say it's okay. So Lamaisa, Yom Tov for sure, but Shabbos, but even Shabbos, the Chiddush is over here, even Shabbos, to do it in such a way, need be, one would be allowed to. Okay, we'll stop over here for now. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Merachah, Kol Tov.